At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson, and boy, things can change in a hurry. Evan, we've got ourselves an NBA trade. You have it in front of you? Oh. Okay. Woo.
All right, well, in that case, Shams Charania of ESPN is reporting that the New Orleans Pelicans are trading C.J. McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and a future second to the Washington Wizards for Jordan Poole, Sadiq Bey, and the number 40 pick. Of course, on the heels of one of the deals earlier involving Anfernee Simons going to the Celtics and Drew Holiday becoming a Portland Trailblazer.
Now, I got to believe...
It's cooking up, Steiny.
I got to believe the Wizards now are the second team that wanted to get off Jordan Poole's money. The Warriors were first.
Oh, yeah.
And the now the Wizards.
Well, the move also... Apparently, for 2026, frees up $100 million in cap space for the Wizards.
Poor Wizards.
Who wants to go to D.C.?
Wonder who's a free agent at the end of next year. It's not a great class.
Curry? No, I'm just kidding.
What about... wait, do they have the $100 million now?
No, in 2020... Oh. I think it's after next
year.
Yeah,
I think you're right. Otherwise, man, clearing room for Kuminga.
They could. Wemby.
You know, we had a funny... So, today, I'm reading The Ringer, Logan Murdoch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell the first part of it, and then you put the capper on it. So, Logan Murdoch of The Ringer... was writing a story about the Kevin Durant trade to the Houston Rockets. And tucked in the middle of that story was just a little paragraph about Durant and his time with the Warriors. And he addressed that Kevin Durant didn't want to come to the Warriors last year. And tucked in the story, he said that the reason Durant didn't want to come back had way more to do with Steve Kerr and his coaching than any problem with Draymond Green or, you know, a fractured relationship with him.
Yeah, the quote was, complained publicly and privately about Kerr's offensive principles.
Yes.
So his issues were more with the head coach than Draymond. And it goes on to talk about how this has been kind of a persistent issue with other head coaches. Obviously, Steve Nash was one in Brooklyn he had a problem with. Vogel, I think, in with the Suns, and even this year he was seen screaming at Budenholzer on the sideline about some plays. But, so Murdoch writes this story.
Yep.
I think he's pretty tapped in. This is an hour ago, not even an hour ago. KD just tweeted at him.
KD has just tweeted at Logan Murdoch, who wrote a story, and in the story it said, Durant didn't want to come back, mostly because of Steve Kerr.
And this is my my biggest issue with KD. I think he's a great player. I think that he's going to be more of a factor for Houston than you do and maybe some other people around here. But, quote, obvious opportunity for Logan Murdoch to gain even more attention and try to revive his career by using my name in the Warriors. The audience is sick and tired of the same BS narrative. Be better. Like, what are we doing?
What's who doing?
Kevin Durant.
What's Logan Murdoch doing?
He's doing his job. That's all he's doing. He's writing a story about one of the biggest moves this summer so far. Probably the biggest one. Durant going to Houston. Yeah. Probably not Poole going to New Orleans. Sorry, JP. He's writing a story about how it unfolded and how it traces back to some of his issues with coaches. That's a completely fair nugget to throw in there if he's got proper reporting, which I believe he does. Like, what is your problem with this? Why does every time someone says something about KD, does he feel the need to speak on it?
I can't answer the second part about why he needs to speak on it. I will say this. That would piss me off, too, a little bit.
What?
Just, you know, I'm Kevin Durant. I wake up in wherever you're waking up, New York City, and there's a story dredging up something that happened 5 years ago. Like, and listen, this has nothing to do with Logan Murdoch. This has to do with, like, KD. You can't do that. You can be annoyed, but that's who Kevin Durant is.
Yeah, and that's why I think a lot of people don't really care much for him. It's because there's just too much unnecessary baggage with him. Like, again, just stay off of Twitter.
Well, let me ask you this.
It's a throwaway line in a story that's completely legitimate to describing why Durant might be on his... What is it? He was on the Suns, Brooklyn, his third team since he left the Warriors.
Okay, so in case you're just joining us, Logan Murdoch wrote something about the Durant trade. He mentioned that Durant wasn't a fan of Steve Kerr, and it's the biggest reason why he didn't want to come back last year. KD has now tweeted at Murdoch saying, you know, be better, and all you're trying to do is revive.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Your career. My question is...
He didn't say it was wrong, by the way.
That's true.
All he did was say... Leave my name out of your mouth, basically.
Okay, but here's my question. Now that it's happened, are you the type of person that says, Durant is such an idiot? Like, why does he even lower himself? What's he doing? Or are you somebody that says, why would Logan Murdoch do that? Who cares? It's 5 years ago. Like, that's what is wrong with the media today. I mean, I think there's probably fans who are sick of Durant doing that. But I also think there might be just as many who are with him in terms of bashing the media or trying to call him out.
But within the context of the story, he's trying to highlight Kevin Durant's issues with his head coaches of the past. Now, that might be a low blow, But if you're really going to go down the list, of which there appears to be actually a decent amount of evidence that I'd forgotten about, that's in there. And if that's true, that Durant actually had more of a problem with Kerr than Draymond, well, I'm sorry, that's relevant. Like, it's just relevant. If you're trying to write a story, you know better than anybody. Like, if you're trying to prove a point about this guy might actually be more of a problem than the situations that he's been in, if that's really the road you're going down, which I actually hear a lot more credence being given to the more that I read about Durant and his travels basically since Golden State, then yeah, I'm sorry that nugget belongs.
Yeah, I'm not, I mean...
But I don't, like the whole KD part is just, I don't know. Like, it doesn't bother me, Steiny, but it's just like, why? Like, why?
Because he has anointed himself the arbiter of what can be written by the media and what shouldn't be written by the media. For whatever reason, he's got an issue with the media and how they conduct themselves. And he can't let it go. He just can't let it go. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. Obviously, it bothers the hell out of him. And he feels the need to address it.
Well, it's just one of those things. Like you meet a person and... Like, you know somebody who's... I don't know. Like, they're not a bad guy. I don't think Kevin Durant's a bad guy. I think he's generally likable. But there's this one thing about that person who kind of just turns you off, like who prevents you from really liking or enjoying that individual. This is Kevin Durant's thing, like his quirk. It's the one thing that it prevents me from, it makes me understand why people don't really like it.
No.
You know? I don't know, maybe that's too harsh.
Steiny, it's not 5 years ago. He was explaining, right, Logan Murdoch was explaining why KD didn't want to get traded back to the Warriors, and he cited that it was more about Kerr than any relationship with Draymond Green.
Then what's wrong with it?
It would be like, it would be like somebody highlighting one of your worst moments 5 or 10 years ago, and you don't find it relevant, even though it may be.
But I don't know if it was one of his worst moments in 2019. Like,
nobody, I mean, didn't
they,
the story
they won
essentially,
two championships together.
Didn't the story, well, first of all, did he talk, can you read Durant's tweet one more time?
We're still on this question mark. Obvious opportunity for Logan Murdoch to gain even more attention and try to revive his career by using my name and the Warriors. The audience is sick and tired of the same BS narrative.
Okay, so it was about the Warriors more than the story about whether or not Durant could be a coach killer.
No, those...
No, that's what Durant was upset about, that he mentioned
probably.
The Warriors.
Sure, like they're not relevant in the conversation of Phoenix to Houston.
Right.
Sorry.
Logan's got to put it in the story. I get it. Because that's kind of what the story was about. I'm just saying, if I were Durant, I would have been annoyed too. I wouldn't have gone on Twitter. And I wouldn't have called him out because...
But people say things about you all the time.
Right.
It's not... Sorry, that might have been harsh. Yeah. It's not like you feel the need to respond to every single person who has something to say about Matt Steinmetz.
No, that's why he's different. I don't know what his deal is. I just don't.
Anyway.
Like he's weird. Durant's a little bit weird. But yeah, so we got, you know what's funny is, how about this one? Hats off to the NBA media.
How so?
Well, you know, Windhorst.
Like Murdoch?
Shamsharania. How about the way they were saying, yeah, you know what? There's going to be action, and it's going to come before free agency hits. Usually you wait until July 1st, which is the start of the legal tampering period or whatever they call it in the NBA. But this year we've got Kevin Durant to the Rockets. We've got Drew Holiday to the Blazers for Anthony Simons. And now we've got CJ McCollum and Kelly Olynyk going to the Wizards for Jordan Poole and Sadiq Bey.
JP's coming back to the West.
Yeah, two times a year now he'll be, well, most likely.
Might be a baseball series. That's what they had against New Orleans this year.
That's true. That is what they, any of those moves surprise you at all? Well, like
a little bit, what, yeah.
Maybe somebody could answer this, because you asked me and I wasn't sure. What's Drew Holiday, what's Portland doing going out and getting Drew Holiday?
Maybe they think they're further along than we do. You know, I mean, maybe they think they're a veteran point guard away. I understand why the Celtics did it. I can't figure out why Portland, like, how far are they away compared to the Warriors?
Like the Portland Trailblazers.
Like, I understand why the Warriors would make a deal like that, sending off a young player in Simons who has potential, but you're getting a kind of a known commodity. You know, Drew Holiday is older. I think he's 35, and he's expensive, but you still know what you're going to get from him. I understand why a team like the Warriors would do that. I don't really get why the Portland Trailblazers would.
To me, it has the feel of when the Warriors, we're going back a little bit here, when the Warriors acquired Derek Fisher. And what I would assume is the Blazers last year were 36-46. And I got to believe that they think they can be a playoff team with the addition of a guy like Drew Holiday. They haven't made the playoffs in four straight years. So maybe they're thinking Drew Holiday, we get a professional in here, a veteran, a winner, a two-time champion. We are acquiring him so that we can make the playoffs because we've got to get our young players into the postseason. That's the only thing I could figure.
Yeah, no, me too. It's like you sent out one of those young players. I mean, you traded your leading scorer, right?
That's a good question.
I think Simons is averaging 20-something. Anyways, but
you said it early. They probably didn't want to pay him.
No, I don't think they did. But all of a sudden now they want to pay for, I think, two more years in a player option, Drew Holiday. It just seems a little, I don't know, they might move him. Like, actually, if I was the Warriors, I would call Portland right now. And I would see, because Drew Holiday, by the way, has, I don't know if you remember, he's been a Blazer before.
I know.
And I think it's funny that he went to Boston, now he's coming back from Boston. But if you're the Warriors, right, I think you have to call Drew Cronin and say, dude, do you actually want to keep Drew Holiday?
Okay, so he's got two more years guaranteed, and then you're right, a player option.
For a lot of money.
30, 33, 36, something like that. And he is now 35 years. He just turned 35.
Yeah, perfect. He's a Warrior.
I'll tell you.
He's made for the Warriors.
How about this? And it's the first time I've ever said this in my life about Drew Holiday. I don't want him.
What?
Yeah, I don't want him.
You don't want Drew Holiday?
It's too old.
You finally get...
I mean...
Wait, but last year you wanted him. There's a big difference between 34 and 35.
I don't want Drew Holiday because I don't... What did we get? Four starters at 35 years? Come on. What are we doing?
Building a bully.
I think they're going to keep Holiday. I feel like Billups just got extended too.
Yeah, he did.
So they feel like they're ready to emerge.
Yeah.
What if the Blazers are going to be better than the Warriors next year?
You want to bet?
No.
What? Why not?
I said maybe.
You want to bet?
Maybe. By the way,
put your money where your mouth is.
You see what Tyrese Halliburton said?
I didn't.
He would do it all over again. He would play with that injury, even if it meant tearing his Achilles and missing a year. I wouldn't.
Yeah, I think that's, well, I got to take his word for it. It's how he feels, but depending on how the rest of his career goes, he might feel a bit different in a couple seasons.
That's a tough break.
Well, it's, again, like, you never know. He was playing really well, and look, he played through it in game six, and he played awesome.
Yeah.
So it could have happened any time, but again, it had me thinking about Curry, and like, you know, everyone wanted to rush him back, or he would have been ready for game six, and I'm like, I don't know if that would have been a good thing. If he puts himself in harm's way and potentially tears a muscle, that might be the end of his career. Halliburton still got, hopefully, a lot of years left, but...
Now, looking back on the Curry situation, I don't think he was going to play at all against Minnesota, even if they had gotten to that Sunday game. You know what? You know the vibes I was getting? Remember the... God, I forget the year. Western Conference Final with Kawhi Leonard?
2017.
He came into the series a little banged up, and then he came down on Patchouli's shoe or sneaker, whatever. If you remember, there was still an undertone of, well, if you could get it to five or six, then maybe Kawhi could. He was not coming back. And I don't think Curry was coming back either, unless they somehow advanced. Because I do think the risk would have been not worth it. Because you're also going to have to then, so he's going to play, and then you got to win two straight games for him to even advance.
Well, Curry said the plan was game six. You know, and I don't know if he would have got the green light from Celebrini, but that's what he said. Yeah, 415's on to me.
Yeah, he's got it wrong.
What?
Evan, weren't you the one that said Houston would finish above the Warriors?
No. Well, I said they wouldn't, and they did.
Right.
Yeah, I was wrong about Houston. There's nothing wrong with admitting that.
Yeah.
I think it is funny how, like...
I thought Houston was lousy at the beginning of the year, too. That's why you said it.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of took off when... I think they got hit with an injury and were forced to start Amen Thompson. But neither here nor there. They're going to be good for a while. Do you ever notice that the audience keeps tracks of your takes better than you do? Like when you and Goo are going back and forth, it feels like other people remember what you said better than you do.
Yeah, I disagree with that. I remember what I say, all of it. And I remember what Goo says, all of it. And sometimes the listeners are wrong about what they thought they heard. That's all.
As long as you remember it the way you want to.
Yeah, like, I tell you what. No, I'm very particular about what people think my take was versus the truth. That's what's important to me. Like, I never said Steph Curry stinks. I said, might be a good sixth man. That's different.
That's true. But,
and I can, again, claim to still be right. He would have been a great sixth man.
No. Yeah, he would have been the best. Best there ever was. I don't know. I find it funny. But it also means the audience is locked in. I think it's a compliment to them. The fact that they are so in tune with what you guys are talking about.
But I also think we do have some listeners that, you know, try to prop up Goo. Yeah, because... Sometimes his takes are, you know, not well thought out, and then it comes back to bite him, and then a lot of listeners, because they love Goo, they try to protect him a little bit.
Well, who doesn't? But they do that to you, too. In fact, the amount of times that, you know, I've never agreed with Steiny until today. It's like, okay, all right. You know, you don't have to overinflate his ego that much.
Well, feel free to do it if you want. That's fine. Why? Why? You're usually going to be right. Who doesn't want to be right?
I don't know.
Just
if
agree
it's,
with me.
No, it's not about being right. Is that you neither want to be right nor wrong.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, well, that
I have no choice but to be right.
Well, you know, it's within the realm of possibility that enter take. That's not you stating something that you believe. That's like you saying, well, you know what? Hey, Steiny, it might rain today. And then if you're wrong, you said might, so you're not wrong. And if it does rain, then you could take credit for it.
Exactly. It's called being precise with your words.
People don't like that, man.
All right, ask me a straightforward question. I'll answer it.
Are the Warriors going to win the championship next year?
No, not from you. No chance.
Is that a drop?
That was the me on Willard.
Oh.
When Willard was trying to give me a cookie.
The cookies?
I was mad at him that day. Because he can't, and you know, he tried to do it yesterday, too. I've noticed that
That was before the show.
He let it go. He's been on good behavior. And then more recently, he's trying to stick it to me during the crossover. And I can feel it. And yesterday was a new low when he said I wasn't listening. I didn't like that.
Wait, when was that? Well, he also came in and tried to correct you about some starting pitching thing you had on Friday. Which he was a little off about.
And then the Steiny, who do you know who hit the homers for the Giants? I said, yeah. Named the three guys, and I was wrong. Ramos hit the homer on Saturday. Or Friday.
You still went deep.
Exactly. Well, Willard.
Don't get down on yourself.
I'm not. That segment was sponsored by the San Francisco International Airport. You traveling in 2025? Start your journey right at San Francisco International Airport with the most nonstop flights from the Bay. You've got easy parking, live performances, and tasty food. Why settle for less? Fly from SFO, where your best journeys begin. Visit flysfo.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.